Hi everyone, it's Anna
and April.
And welcome back to Grounded.
Woo. Today we are going to be talking about our greatest fears and not only what they are, but the impact they have over us that we aren't even present to a lot of the time. And it's really interesting because we're going to work at unpacking Anna's greatest fear during this episode.
I think I have a few.
Yeah. And that's a really good point because some people, well, probably everyone has multiple fears that are quite significant.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's like there's no right or wrong either. But pick one, I guess, to go to work on. And like for our listeners, do this as an exercise as we're sharing. Think of what yours is and how it kind of plays out in your life.
I have a question.
Go for it.
Why would I want to know my deepest fear or greatest fear?
Okay. Well.
Because no one really wants to go there. Like when you actually think about it, fears are like, they're called fears for a reason.
Mm,
so why would I and why would others want to unpack it and be aware of it?
Well, that is like definitely a relevant question because I get it. Like, I even kind of think the same thing. But for me, my opinion on that is that if we know our greatest fear or one of them, and what we're going to do in this podcast is not just like identify it. I think that's the tipping point is it's one thing to identify and be like, oh yeah, cool. How's that going to help me knowing it? Like it's one thing to know it. But the next
excuse my car making noises.
The next layer on that is to then look at, okay, well, what impact is this fear having over me on my daily life? Like you'll notice, and I guess it's something that like some people might already be thinking like, oh, well, I know it stops me from doing this or it makes me feel this way. But I think there's probably a lot there that we don't realise. And it's not even in making that wrong either. And what we'll unpack as we get into it and giving an example is also just that ability to notice it and then step out of it. Because it's not about like, oh, I shouldn't be feeling this way or I shouldn't have this fear. Like it's not about any of that, about shouldn't. It's just getting present to what is it, how is it impacting you, and then stepping out of that fear to be the person you want to be. Like we've talked before about, you know, you get to say, you get to choose, all of that. And this is kind of going in with that because for a lot of people, the fears will have like that conversation in their head when that, when we spoke about that before, about you can have whatever you want, you can be whoever you want to be. The fear is probably the little voice in your head that says, well, no, you can't. Like,
no, you can't, yeah.
Yeah, and so.
And you know your fear, right?
Yeah, so I did some work this last week on really, like, getting into what mine was. But for me, it wasn't too tricky finding the fear and what it was. It was more like, well, what is this, what impact is this having on me? Mm-hmm. What does it look like? And yeah, and like just, yeah, how does it show up? And it's really interesting because I didn't notice it was showing up in certain ways that I now have seen. So,
okay, so what's your greatest fear? I want to know this.
Strangely enough.
Use against you, kidding.
strangely enough, one of my greatest fears, and the and I'm just going to use the first one that come to mind because like other people, I probably have others, but this one for me just immediately when I did this exercise, it just come up and you're gonna like totally be like, yeah, of course. I'm saying this. So my greatest fear, and I'm not quite sure how to word it, so there's a couple of ways it could sound, is either not being remembered, not making a difference, and really not having my life before anything or not having a legacy.
Yeah.
That's like a huge fear of mine.
And that makes sense.
And you,
I remember this. We had a conversation with like other groups of other friends as well, and I remember you teared up when you realized that you don't know yet what your legacy is going to be, and that's when I knew. I was like, oh, okay, like it's really, really important to April.
Yeah, it's insane.
You need to know.
Yeah. So that's like seriously if not the biggest, one of my biggest fears. And that's, like I said, the first thing that came to mind. I was like, well, that's it. Like, ultimately, that's really scary to me that, yeah, people don't remember me. Mm. And it's not even the remembering. It's more like my life isn't for anything, or I haven't made a difference in my time here.
Yeah.
Like, that is what it's about. Like, the difference that I get to make in this time. Anyway.
Okay.
So that's my biggest fear.
Mm-hmm.
From there, if I look at, okay, what do I do on a daily basis, or, you know, what am I doing currently, or what have I done to prevent that from happening? Because that's what we do. Like, we ultimately try to protect ourselves from this fear actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things that I've done so far to try and, like, avoid this from happening is I became a teacher. Because for me, and look, this wasn't literally why I decided to be a teacher, right? It wasn't like, oh, I'll make sure people remember me, I'll be a teacher. Like, it wasn't like that. But if I look at the underlying reasons, like, it matches up. Mm. Like, and I've said to my students in the past, and even, like, a conversation I have in my head is, like, we always remember our teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But people remember, whether you remember them good or bad, like, yes, you remember them.
Yes.
There's not many that you don't, or at least the ones you remember had an impact. So it marries up with wanting to have an impact and wanting to be remembered.
Yeah.
So
that's
a massive one, right?
Yep, yep.
So there's that. And then what I do as a teacher to make sure they remember me in the way I want to be remembered. Like, you know how we all remember those amazing teachers that, like, changed our lives because of something, or the way they were with us, or what they stood for for us as learners. So there's that, and that's a huge chunk. And then there's also this podcast as an example. You know, like, Anna and I have shared, like, we're out to change the world.
Yeah.
And this was another one of those things that was, like, in that conversation of, okay, how do we make an impact?
Yes.
What can we do? Like,
to contribute.
Yeah, that's it. They're the two massive things.
Yeah.
Other things, though, like, on a more, I don't know, like, of a simmering kind of a level, is I just, like, actually, one that's just come to me that hasn't come to me yet. I'm a massive, like, people pleaser. But, and the reason why that's linked is, like, I guess I just, like, I want people to think good of me. Like, I care about what people think about me. I think I've said that before.
Yes.
Not in the sense that, like, it literally dictates my life. Like, there are things that I'm like, well, I stand for this, and what people think. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Like, the environment stuff, as an example. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care if that means you don't like me. Like, that's super important. So there are things that that applies to and things that it doesn't. But this whole, like, being remembered thing, like, by being a people pleaser, like, it's more about how I'm remembered. I don't know. I don't like the word people pleaser. I like to identify as not that anymore. But ultimately,
I get what you mean. Yeah. As in people remembering you, period.
Yeah. And really. And I guess the way, like, you don't want to be remembered for, like, a bitch or,
no,
you know, someone that wasn't helpful, or, you know, so it's just the way I am with people. Like, I try to be helpful, and I try to
make a mark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the relationships that I have with people, I guess.
And what's the impact of this then? Because you remember how we were going to...
Okay, so the impact is a whopper. Are you ready? So, the impact of me, like, making sure that this fear does not happen is that I am, or I have been, so unaware of, A, the difference I've already made in the world. Like, I'm acting as if there is, like, this, like, pinnacle of difference to be made that's over there, and I'm, like, pointing up, like, a mountain.
It's a destination.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, it's, like, not in my reach yet, but that's where I'm going. And along the way, I'm not present to all the things that are currently proving my fear incorrect. Like, yes, I am a teacher, and every day I get to make a difference, and I don't even know the difference I'm going to have on some kid's life. Like, it might even be just a conversation that for me wasn't a significant one, and for them it was, like, life-changing. I don't know. But that's the thing. Like, I actually am sometimes, well, a lot of the time, not present to the difference that is being made there, and the fact that, yeah, like, ultimately I am going to have them remember me, or the things that we did. And just like it's has me taken out of the now and either in the past or the future. Like it'll have me analysing things or like trying to calculate things. Like how can I do this? What can I do? Or worrying. Like just the worry. So that's where I'm at with it.
Got it.
There's probably more to unpack, but that's what I've got at the moment.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, it's not about making any of it wrong. It's not about doing the opposite. It's just about when I have those thoughts come up, just noticing them for what they are. Like they are just thoughts about this fear that doesn't actually exist. Like this fear doesn't exist. And maybe fear you fear like might exist. Like some people shared like their greatest fear is being alone.
Yes.
Like, you know, people can literally be alone. So I think it depends on what you're sort of working with as to like, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if being alone can, like, can that exist? Like, you're never going to be the only person on the planet.
Oh.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Being alone, yeah.
But then for some people, they wouldn't, yeah.
That's, yeah. I've heard people say that as well. And I think being alone in their world.
I guess it's an occurrence, isn't it?
It is context.
It occurs to you that you're alone.
Yeah.
It occurs to me that I don't make a difference in all of those. Okay, are you ready?
I think I got definitely some insight as to what mine
might be. What are you thinking?
I have a feeling mine's very similar to yours. Because when I look back in the past 10 years, I have definitely gone astray from the normal road that people can take. Meaning, I've never had like a conventional job. I've never, I've always strived to do something different, even with my designs or, even my fashion. Oh my God. Yeah.
That's
right.
So true.
So I always dress uniquely. And I think that is my mechanism as not to be forgotten. For sure. It's like, no, I want to be remembered for something really cool or like different. And that is also purposeful. And I definitely resonated with your impact. Because it's funny how we're talking about this. Because within this past week, somehow it's come to my awareness that I started acknowledging what I've actually done. Because I'm rarely in that space.
I think a lot of people actually can relate to that.
And it started off with me actually just pausing my thoughts and doubts, worries, etc. And I actually look back and read messages from other people, the relationships I've built with other people, the words that come out of their mouth. And it is so... It was, number one, first, uncomfortable to notice how much love has been given to me. Or even love, support, everything. And I, number one, didn't notice it. It's like, oh, shit, like, how could I have, like, taken that for granted? That was my first reaction. It's like, what? Like, I stepped over that. And number two, instantly, I think I definitely felt very humbled. Because, yes, and you may have already noticed this recently, like, I have already made a difference to many people's lives. My next thought was like, wow, like I can keep doing that for the rest of my life. However, like I still find myself even today, like it's not my go-to mentality about myself. Like, I, like, confidence, love, you know, you love yourself, etc. All those quotes, like, I still don't embrace every day. For some reason, it's just not automatic to me.
Do you have other automatic conversations?
Yeah, my automatic conversation is, oh, what am I going to do next?
Oh, like that constant, like, moving the goalposts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Has that always been the conversation?
Yeah.
Can you pinpoint when that, like, started? Like, when was it that you went from being, like, able to kind of be with what is happening now versus that, yeah?
No, I don't, no. Well, you don't no, mean? It's always been like that. Like, I've never paused. I don't think so.
What was your first achievement? Like, would you say? Even as a kid, like, when's the first time you can remember, like, being, like, as, like, you know, how achievement.
Okay, well, my first achievement I can, like, vividly remember was, like, in year 7 when I got ducks.
Mm.
It was so funny. I got rewarded it, right? And then, like, my other classmates were crying because they really wanted it. And then I was.
You're like, mom.
No. And then you know how I reacted? You know how I reacted? When my mom came and picked me up from school, yeah. Because this was back in year 7.
Yeah.
So I was only, like, what, 12? When I, the second I came, like, I saw my mom driving up, I, like, knocked on her window, and she, and I was like, mom, can I go to the school disco? So I didn't even, like, I don't.
Wow. I don't. So you didn't share with her about the dogs?
Until my teacher came up next to me and said, your daughter just got ducks.
Wow.
Because I, to be honest, back then I didn't really care about that. Like, I actually wanted to go and dance.
Mm.
So that was my first achievement. And that, to me, I think is also still my life where I don't really care about awards. Like, I really don't. I look at the, I guess the amount of people. Oh, yeah, like the amount of people I move, touch and inspire.
Mm.
I don't really care about awards.
Mm. Is there a different, like, time where you did something that you felt like, well, what, I don't know, what's one example of a time where you have done something that you had set out to do, but then immediately had that follow-up? Okay, what's next?
Oh. Yeah. Awkward, yeah.
Have you got something?
Yeah, I do. 2 years ago, I produced a creative video, which involved 20 amazing women from around Australia, and we managed to pull it off in 24 hours. Oh, yeah. And the second I, yeah, shit, here we go. The second I received the post-edited video, right, basically what was going to be unpublished, I had a fear of it not being perfect and it being criticized.
Mm.
And also I let people down that it wasn't perfect, because I was imagining it to be like, I don't know, oh wow, this is so hypocritical. But I imagined it to be, like, really, like, MTV, like, level.
Yeah.
Like, my first time producing a video, and I'm like, I wanted it to be, like, world class.
Mm.
And then when I watched it, I was concerned that, in my eyes, it wasn't.
Mm.
And so my fear popped up of, like, shit, like, I let people down.
Like, the people involved.
Yes, definitely.
Right.
Yeah. And that, the impact of that is, it so did not make me present to the miracle that just happened.
Mm.
Where I united so many powerful women and we managed to work together to create a video that addressed freedom and equality. And it still hasn't been released.
Mm.
And I did promise to release it. But I've never just, like, found the right time to release it. If there's such thing. But recently I had a wake-up call with that, and yeah, I'm going to release it this July. But long story short, yeah, that was a fear of mine of what people would think. And actually, no, I'll lie. It's not what people think. I think it's what letting people down.
Mm.
I don't like letting people down. Yeah. And if I let them down, it's like shit. I'd rather not do anything about it.
So instead, you just don't even put things out there?
No.
Which ultimately could let people down.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's like a double-edged sword, eh?
That's insane. One thing that you just said, though, as well, that was like, very interesting, because I feel like it happens to everybody all the time. And you said that it just wasn't the right time.
Mm-hmm.
How often we, like, put things off, like, oh, it's just not the right time, or it doesn't feel right. And look, there are those gut feelings around not being the right time about things. But I think a lot of the time, yeah, like, that's a huge cost, isn't it, to the fears around, well, it comes down to, like, action versus inaction in a way, doesn't it?
And I think that was our breakthrough with this podcast.
Mm.
Like, even though we're not, like, professional podcasters, I think that was one of, like, I acted on the lesson of not releasing things. I was like, you know what, let's just do it. Like, the first podcast may not be, like, perfect, but I know that the content, like, the message or the intention behind this podcast is so worth sharing.
Mm.
It was just, it wasn't even the same spectrum.
Very true.
Yeah. Have that feeling.
Okay, so some hefty fears. Did you talk about what you do to prevent it? Did you do that? We kind of diverted.
To prevent it?
Like, prevent it from happening.
Well, yeah, I aim for perfection.
Oh, that's right. Perfection. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Like, I wait for the right time.
So it's about now noticing that a little bit more. But
I am definitely noticing it.
Yeah, I think as well, like, in terms of the action for the listeners, it's not only what we've talked about in regards to, like, identifying one of your fears or your biggest fear, like, however it comes up for you, and then also looking at, okay, well, what are the things that I don't really realize that are connected to that I'm doing? Or maybe you do realize. For me, the whole, like, becoming a teacher thing, I did not realize had anything to do with this fear until I looked at it and I'm like, well, hang on.
Yeah.
That is, like, yeah, really closely related there. So have a look for yourself and see what comes up. And then I think the biggest part for the action this week is, so do that, but then actually share this with someone. Like, actually sit down and share with someone, like, hey, I was thinking about, like, what I'm really scared of in the world. Like, what is my biggest fear? Share that. And then share what you noticed about that fear, like, what it has you do in your life to avoid it. And it'll be awesome and so powerful, because now Anna and I have shared with each other, that opens up, like, us being able to just acknowledge it for each other too. It's like, so when I have a breakdown and carry on, like, I'm not making a difference, no one's going to remember me, like, Anna can kind of, and, like, call me out on it, not to make me wrong, but just to remind me that that's just that fear talking, and it's not real.
Yeah.
Because it's not real. Like, there are so many things we can talk about as fears that we could really convince ourselves, like, we need to, like, prevent from happening, but it robs you from being here, like, right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't answer whether these fears will happen or not. Like, some may, some may not. But, like, you can't deal with that now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to spend your whole life just worrying about these fears happening or not.
Yeah.
And what you'll probably find when you look is that, actually, like Anna and I, like, our fears aren't even true, because we have made a difference already.
Yeah. And... we can even make, what is it? We can even make, I'm not speaking English. We can even be, like, being aware that we're already making a difference, we can only keep making a difference.
Oh, absolutely. It's not like a checkbox, yep, done, we can stop.
Yeah, at a different scale as well. Mm. It's like, oh, okay, great, like, but we've done that. Now let's, like, amp it up.
Yeah, like, how else can we make a difference? Yeah, but not feeling like we haven't.
That's the difference. That's, I think that's the point we're getting at. Like, just acknowledging that you're already, like, the best person you can be, and then you can even be, like...
Yeah, like, level up. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. And if you get a bit stuck and you need, like, help unpacking your fear, then by all means, shout out to us and we can, like, help you to unpack it a bit or even, like, share it with someone and start the conversation with, like, hey, like, let's kind of talk about what our fears are, like, and unpack it with somebody else. Like, they don't even have to have listened to this podcast. Like, just share with them, what we've been sharing.
Coffee dates, lunch dates,
and,
dinner dates.
And hash it out. And you'll always find that when you listen to other people sharing their stuff, you end up automatically applying it to, okay, well, how is that for me? So
it deepens relationships as well, you know.
Totally.
And you can support each other, as we said, when you get into a I don't know, a hole.
Yeah. And I challenge you to take your relationships to this next level, because we can always have those coffee dates. It's like, hi, how you going? How's work? If you've got kids, how's kids? And like, and then you go home. Versus actually getting to know someone for who they really are and then learning things about them that you never knew that could then have your friendship be taken next level. Like, and who
it's
knows?
It's so fulfilling.
Yeah.
It literally is like soul food for me. I cannot live without these types of conversations.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right.
drinks.
Have fun noticing your deepest fear. It's going, it's just going to be one other layer, like what is it, peeled
onion,
back
onion layer.
Peeled back to who you really are. So that's my analogy for the day.
Awesome. All right, have fun.
Yes, see you guys. We love you all. Bye.